We got the League's Cup today. Two teams into Miami and FC Dallas. They're two teams that want to get back at it with each other. Round of 16 doesn't start until 8:25-ish. So we excited to see this matchup, what Messi can do for the world, and what Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba do. Let's see if Jordi Alba is in the starting lineup. But first things first, you got to look at what Inter Miami has done. They changed the whole momentum of Inter Miami's ways, the way they've been presenting themselves on the pitch every single night, working hard, playing hard. Orlando was a tough team that they played recently, but Messi scored two goals and had one assist. Or he scored those two goals, but man, it's just been exciting to see how these teams, Inter Miami's coming together. It's like you don't know truly where teams like that end up just being that fluent with the ball and everything. And with that being said, they continue to pass the ball efficiently at a high level. And they end up doing what they need to do every single night as they step on the pitch with their squad. And things to see for tonight, plays to look at tonight for MLS League's Cup is players like, I'm going to give you two plays, Lionel Messi and Jesus Ferreira. I know Jesus Ferreira plays for the USA men's national team striker. Their best striker in the game, Messi, of course. Look for both teams to score one goal in this matchup. And also, two, look for Messi to score his first goal. And he's gonna lead the scoring, but like Messi's gonna score the first goal tonight. So watch out for that for tonight. It should be an amazing game. My final prediction should be Inter Miami 3. FC Dallas comes up short, but I'm going to say 2. But it will be a close game. They're playing down in Texas, so it's not going to be easy for them. Not given. But it's just going to be a tough matchup. So Inter Miami just needs to show up, play out, do what they need to do. And I think Messi could score. Joseph Martinez could score. And you know who else could score? You already know what they could do, man. Messi's one of the top players in this game, and you already know what to expect from him. Sebastian Legit's over there in FC Dallas. Let's see what he could do tonight with this team, his squad. And we will see, man. This should be a really good matchup. I'm really excited to see how they perform tonight, if they could perform at a high level consistently, and see what we could get out of them. And yeah, it should be fun, man. It should be fun. So like I said again, I think the score is going to end up being 3-2 Inter Miami. Messi will score the first goal. Jesus Ferreira will come back with the goal. And it's first off, I wanted to let you know that if Messi scores the first goal for tonight, how quickly our response will FC Dallas respond to that? You know, that's the biggest question. That's what we're going to look at for tonight. It's going to be the biggest thing that we look at. And so if they respond, they respond. If they don't, they don't. But let's see how they do their thing tonight, you know? So, like I said, they're going to keep going. They're going to keep going, coming at Messi. So Messi's going to have to control his momentum, his anger, his frustration for tonight, and leave it all on that pitch, because he's leaving a legacy in MLS. And we continue to see that day in and day out, he's able to do his thing. So we will see, man. USA ended up losing in the round of 16 to Sweden. They came up short in penalty kicks. Megan Rapinoe could have had a goal. She missed it, got it, and then Sophia Smith to win it, 22 years old. She missed it too. I feel like there were chances for USA to score early in the game, but they just weren't able to capitalize. And this is where Sweden just beat them, got the best of their abilities in the Women's World Cup. So now the USA Women's National Team are out. Sweden advances to the quarterfinals. But you know, it was an amazing run with the squad. They did what they had to do. It just wasn't enough. It wasn't their night. And so they ended up showing out, doing what they need to do every single night on that pitch. But at the end of the day, you win some, you lose some. You can't win them all in these games. And we continue to see that. And as they develop and get more, better as a squad, you shouldn't let teams like that, like a good as a team, get that much of a cushion, like in a game like this. As a soccer player, you gotta score those goals early and find a way to win these games, at least one goal. But you know what? They're gonna learn from this. They're gonna grow from this. They're gonna move on, and then they're gonna get it down. But it's just a tough loss to swallow for USA women's soccer. So we will see how they continue to do for Sweden. But you know, there's a next time. But with that being said, we will see tonight how these teams will do. New England Revolution played Atlantis the other day. They ended up winning in penalty kicks 8-7. But the man of the match was Gustavo Bo Lapentera. He did his thing. He had two goals. He could have had three goals in the final minutes, but it's all good. We ended up winning. Andrew Farrell, the hero, came up clutch at the end, scoring the game-winning goal to win it, which was amazing. And so, with that being said, Andrew Farrell and the squad, like Carlos Hill said in an interview, it's not just himself on the team, it's everyone else that he has on his team that's helping his team win. So it's not like a one-man show in Ohio State. It's multiple players, multiple guys on that team, on that squad, first team, that's contributing to playing at a high level that they're supposed to play right now. And they're going to go up against a tough La Liga MX team, Cuero. They end up beating Puma. But, you know, Revolution's up to the task. They'll play on Monday. And so I'll do a podcast for that one to break it down for y'all. But I know Inter Miami's going to be ready for tonight. They're going to handle business as they should. Keep the legacy, continue the legacy from going. And we will see how they do from there, man. I feel like they're going to create a lot of chances, FC Dallas. It's just they're going to come up short. I know that for a fact, you know. Messi, Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba. This team's too strong, man. I don't see them losing anytime soon. Strong of a team like that, they could make it all the way if they wanted to. It's all up to them and how bad they want it, you know? You look at a team that with depth and everything, they have the roster, they have the players. David Beckham created a nice system for them. David Beckham wants his players to succeed at a high level. He wants his players to be comfortable enough so that he'll be able to play at the highest level he can for his players. And so with that being said, he's going to provide Messi whatever he needs. And ownership of what he needs, what he's getting worth out of it, is just amazing to see. Because, you know, Messi's already adapted. He's already comfortable with the system already. And they're like 3-0 right now. If they win tonight, they'll be 4-0, which is already an amazing accomplishment. And so with this squad and this team, the sky's the limit, you know. They just can't give up. You know, if they're down, they can't give up. But I know that Messi and the squad are going to come together and regroup and do what they need to do and get the job done, find a way to win. You know, that's just it, man. These are these tournaments, and this is what Messi's made for in the squad, man. Josep Martínez, you got Sergio Busquets, who has amazing passing IQ. Jordi Alba, the elite defender. Those players, tough team to beat. And also too, they all play for Barcelona, and this is what I keep talking about, the nonverbal communication. And so I do believe FC Dallas is gonna lose, but we will have to see for tonight and keep witnessing greatness from Lionel Messi and this Inter Miami team. We'll see how they try to get the job done for tonight. And so we will see. Everyone, thanks for watching. This is a one and only Rally Sports Talk show. The one and only Rally Sports Talk show in Boston. Take care, everyone, and enjoy the game. Tonight, the game starts at 8:25, Apple TV+. And so if you don't have Apple TV, download it now so you'll be able to watch the game. All right, y'all, take care. Everyone stay safe on a Sunday. Stay blessed and highly favored. This is the one and only Riley Sports Talk Show, the one and only Riley Sports Talk Show in Boston. Y'all take care. Stay blessed. Peace.